Uh-oh. Bing bong. Welcome to the fifth episode.
Number five. High five.
5 weeks.
Hell yeah.
Going strong.
How are you guys? Made it this far.
I didn't think we would.
I don't really think it's getting that far.
Well, it's not
but
at
it's
all.
Okay.
It's not at all. No, today, you're going to notice a different voice. To my right. Oh my God, we're across from each other again.
Again, yes.
This was a problem last time.
It's making me super uncomfortable.
God, we gotta stop having guests.
Or we could just, you know, swap.
Sitting to my right is Andrew. Andy
Roo.
Roo.
Hello. Yeah.
It's like a kangaroo.
Hello.
He's got the hops of one and that pouch.
He's got. What? He's got that pouch.
I got the dump.
It's like
the
Andrew,
dumpy.
Andrew is obviously always chasing that bag. But instead of a bag, it's a pouch.
Actually, I am chasing that bag. My grocery bag blew away at the grocery store the other day. It was so damn windy. I felt like a plastic bag
drifting
through the wind.
You know?
Wanting to start again. You know? Absolutely incredible.
This man is such an icon.
Hey, who wrote poop?
Oh, I don't know.
Andrew, did you write poop in our podcast notes?
Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged.
Actually?
No, I don't know.
That's super weird.
Should we talk about poop
though?
So last night
we can. Let's talk.
Can I tell a bit of a story?
Yeah, please. Actually,
so last night I know I'm the guest. I'm kind of just taking.
No, take it.
Sorry about that.
Take it.
Andy, take the wheel.
So last night I'm at Texas Roadhouse with my family, and we're over there. We're eating dinner. I'm having a nice steak.
Okay.
My dad looks up from his meal.
6 ounce.
It was a 12 ounce.
Oh,
big boy.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was big.
Jeez. Okay.
So,
another question before I continue. Did you get the saddle?
Oh.
I forgot it.
You didn't get the saddle.
I asked
How do you
for
forget
it.
To get the
I
saddle?
I asked for it. He said it's on back order. They've been waiting for it. Somebody else stole it.
You got to get the saddle, man.
Oh.
That's all you need.
I understand.
Like, why even go if you're not going to get the saddle?
I understand you sell steak here, but...
I'm interested in purchasing
I would
your
like
saddle.
To have the
saddle. Your
saddle. For those of you who don't know what that is, if you go to Texas Roadhouse
for those of you who don't
and
know
it's
what
your
the
birthday,
saddle is at Texas Roadhouse,
they will bring out the most exquisite piece of equipment they have there. It's not the fryers. It's not the grill.
It's not even the bread machine.
Nope. It is a genuine leather saddle on shopping cart wheels, and it's incredible.
It's
just on like a wooden.
It's on
yeah,
a
it's
stool.
Like a box that's on shopping cart wheels.
Okay, continue your story.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
you're
so
eating a big boy steak.
I'm eating a big boy steak.
Like
my dad looks up. He goes. He looks at me. He goes, "What does cake mean? What does having cake mean? What does thick mean?" And we had to explain to him that means you have a nice old, big old round rear end on you. And
stellar dumpy.
Yeah.
Dump truck,
stellar,
honestly.
A real nice rear end. And he didn't know what that was. He was just questioning it. So I'm glad we educated him on it.
Afterwards, he said, "Man, would I like to order some cake?" And winked at your mom and made the whole table very uncomfortable.
I almost threw up. He said, back in the day, when he was in high school, he used to call them turd cutters. They go, "Wow, she has a nice turd cutter." And that's what...
Did he actually?
Yeah, that's actually what he did.
But I feel like that's not referring to the... like. But I feel like that's referring to like the asshole.
It's just the actual...
Because that's what snips off the turds,
just
right?
Snips
that's
it
the
off.
Turd cutters,
but
your
it, yeah.
actual butthole.
Damn.
Anyways.
Good.
Yeah, I didn't ask him. Didn't have time. I was busy.
No, yeah, I went down
I
on
was
that
busy.
12 ounce.
I was busy looking at the saddle, in all honesty. So.
Damn. Too bad you didn't get it. That would have been cool. You could have sat in that. That could have been our guest chair. Was the saddle.
Yo.
That would... that
bring
is,
out this saddle for special
that
occasions.
That would be amazing.
If we could ever do that one day.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And have a guest star just come over and just have to saddle up.
Saddle up on the... Hey,
and
saddle
we just
up,
talk
saddle
to
up,
him.
Bing bong.
Saddle up, bing bong. Damn.
What the fuck are we doing?
I don't know. Speaking of cool stories from last night.
Okay.
I hear you built a shed last week.
Cameron
was
did.
Wasn't even last night.
I know, that's what I said last week.
Okay.
From the past. Cool
blast
stories from
the past.
Yeah,
yeah.
I built a shed. From
nothing.
from nothing.
Yeah.
He made the wood himself.
I'm God.
He actually went and gathered up trees and hauled them by himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A real
He even invited Garrett to be his ox, like Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I was trying to figure out, I was like Paul Bunyan. I just chopped down the trees by myself. And
Paul Bunyan. Oh boy, it's good. But not too good, eh? It's from Phineas and Ferb.
Oh yeah.
Remember when they passed by?
Yo, another Phineas and Ferb reference.
Yes.
Oh shit. S to the I to the M to the P.
Squirrels in my pants.
Bro. Yes, sir. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, I built a shed. We went a little off topic. I don't know. It's nothing really interesting. Built a shed, got paid for it. The reason I built the shed was because the dude, his wife was like, yo, my husband can't do anything with
anything
tools.
Right.
Yeah.
My husband can't do anything right.
God, he just doesn't do anything.
So
tell him
what he didn't know, what tool he didn't even know existed.
Oh, yeah. He didn't know what an Allen wrench was. Like the little L wrench that comes with. Literally,
like if you fucking buy a makeshift desk.
From IKEA. Comes with
you have
it.
To yeah what
so I looked at him, I was like, yo, you got an Allen wrench? He went, I'm like, it's
he's
like
a really tiny L-shaped
wrench. Hex kind of bit, and he was like, I don't know what you're talking about here, dude. And I was like, God, man,
what's this guy do for
you? Go, that's awkward. He's and like then he proceeded to plow the man's wife.
Cameron, the homewrecker. Here he is, buddy.
She said, my husband just can't do anything right.
And you go, yeah, well, I'm going to go grab this Allen wrench. And she goes, ooh,
yes. Have you guys ever seen SNL? There's the Chad
Have we ever
episode.
Seen SNL? Yeah.
The Chad seen... episodes where he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Pete Davidson.
Oh, okay.
It's,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, there's like one where like he's a patient in a hospital. And there's a nurse who like wants to have sex with him, and she's like, I want you, Pete. And he's like, oh, okay.
All right.
He's like, but okay. I can't. I'm a professional nurse. He goes, oh, all right.
That's the
whole episode.
The one with the J-Lo, I think, is the funniest.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a
I
good
can't.
One.
All right.
Let's talk about Pete for a minute.
Not Petey.
Petey boy.
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. He's a funny guy.
He's funny.
You seen his new movie yet?
King of Staten Island?
Yeah. Staten Island.
No.
Great movie.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
I have seen it.
You did?
I have. It's a very good movie.
Yeah?
It's funny.
Is it based on a true story?
I think roughly, yes. I really, it is.
It roughly is. I really want to see it, but
well,
it's...
No, seriously. Like,
costs
we'll,
money.
We can watch it.
It's for rent. Yeah. It's like
really?
It's like $20 to rent.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we can pitch in and... Well, so actually, we no. Wait. Guys, we're poor, in case you don't know that.
We have 46.
I think they see.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all know. I keep looking at the computer, and I keep looking at the
no,
camera.
You,
can, you don't need to.
You
the
don't
only,
got
the
to.
Only thing that's going to go on YouTube is going to be, like, highlights.
The only things and stuff.
The only things and stuff on YouTube.
yeah, no, so
anyways.
We're just, we're hopefully going to put video up this time. I know I promised we would last time.
Yeah, that's on me, guys. I fucked up.
It's totally fine.
I did a big fuckaroonie.
What's new?
It's really hard to end.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, great episode, guys. Use my dick.
No, props to you guys for editing these, though, because I really don't even know how to edit a picture. So, I mean...
Oh, he's got... Oh, there he is.
There he is. He's back. Oh, he pulled a Garrett on us there for a second and left.
Dude, Garrett does that so much.
Garrett, okay.
Garrett, you piss me the fuck off when you do that, dude.
Garrett, I love you, buddy.
No, hold on. I'm going to go on a rant. Garrett, you bitch. You son of a bitch. Okay, you stand up every two goddamn seconds and go, oh, I'm done every time I make fun of you. Ugh, it pisses me off. Oh, we're calling Gary.
He's not it.
The party you have dialed.
Fuck you, Gary. God damn it.
Him and his
Such a waste him, of my time.
Gary and his Valero, or what is it, Viero or something like that? Wireless? I don't know what it is.
Oh, I don't
wireless
know.
Wireless company. Like Viero or Valero.
Is that what he uses?
Something weird, yeah. Something weird. Out on the eastern plains.
Hey, yo, what's that?
One thing's for sure, though. Nothing drives better than a deer.
Nothing runs like
than
a deer.
A deer.
tell you a bit of a story. I was in the sand dunes. I was sleeping in a hotel. with
I was there
with Cameron. Cameron was there.
You guys slept and, together.
Yes, we did. We did.
So cute. He's a very good sleeping partner.
Yes.
Oh, he is. He is.
That was a rough.
He kept me warm.
He keeps me warm.
I was chilly.
My love. My love. My
the
love.
The air conditioner was going right at me, and that was a good song. I like that. That
is a good reference. Song.
But I wake up.
Can you say anything wider than a bit of Macklemore there for you? Jesus Christ.
I could say something more white. I'm going to go get some boneless wings.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's white as fuck.
Oh my God.
As
you can tell, I'm still pretty salty about that.
No, it's understandable.
Boneless wings are
anyways,
nuggets.
Hey, fuck off. Continue your story.
This kid listens to the episodes.
Boneless wings are chicken nuggets.
Boneless wings are chicken nuggets. And if you eat them, simp.
Simp.
S to the I to the M to the P.
Squirrels in my pants.
Yeah, oh, God, this is real tense.
if you guys can't tell, there's a lot of sexual tension between me and Andrew. He keeps touching my
name
with his name.
They talk about us for miles around.
Everybody knows the Sack and Drew combo.
We're heard of, yeah.
Sack Drew. Drew Sack. Anzik. I don't fucking know.
Israel.
Israel. That's my boy right there.
Israel.
What the hell kind of
promised land?
Hey. This man was the first guy crush I ever had.
You think it's time? We're gonna jump into it.
Jump
right into the deep end. No floaties.
Jump. Not even the deep end, bro. We're jumping straight in. And I cannot stress this enough. Right into the shower.
Whoa! Shit.
Oh, fuck. All right.
We only got two this week.
That's okay.
Nothing special.
So I guess we're not necessarily jumping into the shower. More so just slowly inching our way.
Maybe splashing my toe in there a bit. Maybe.
Yeah, it'd be like putting our toesies in the water.
Ooh, get my toes wet. Then putting my socks on immediately.
That's
after.
Disgusting. I don't like that.
And then I'm walking home with wet socks. Okay.
All right.
So what if Simon says, don't listen to Simon? The entire point of the game just kind of collapses in on itself.
Question,
right?
What if Simon doesn't even speak English? I wouldn't be able to understand him. So.
Well, then you're out of the game. Yeah. I feel like that answers that question pretty easily.
Yeah,
I feel like that's very closed-minded of you, Andrew.
Yeah, come on, Andy.
Learn a new language?
I don't know.
You ever thought about French?
You gotta listen to Simon.
Have you ever thought about, I don't know, English?
I swear to... Oh, I thought you were going to say something else, Andrew, and I was going to lose my shit.
What were you going to say?
No, I'm not going to say it now, because you're going to talk about it.
What were you going to say?
No.
Tell me.
Bird car.
Oh, would you like to learn about bird
car? I don't want to talk about bird car, Andrew.
Fucking bird car, guys.
Fucking no. Not bird car.
I don't know.
I'm going to
start. How about this?
What's bird?
Train monkey.
Train monkey's better than bird car, and everybody knows that.
Mm-mm. Bird car is the best.
How closed-minded do you have to be to... Oh,
bird car. Bird
what the
car.
Fuck is wrong
I don't
want to
get
you?
All... Okay, for all the viewers who
all you
have...
We don't like getting political, and Andrew...
those of you who like to get political, you're with me here.
No.
Bird
if
car.
You know anything about politics, you know that bird car is the shittiest excuse for anything. That is the worst...
You're wrong.
No, yes
bird
it is.
Car, you play the bird car card any time of the day... It works.
What's the point of playing
it
the
might,
bird car
it
card?
It might get a few feelings hurt in the process.
Yeah, many. And if your feelings aren't hurt by bird car, fuck you. Don't listen to this podcast.
Simp.
Yeah, if you... Bird car is just like boneless chicken nuggets.
Bro, things that make you a simp.
What?
Talking to a girl.
B.
Bird car.
Secondly, after that.
Boneless chicken wings.
What is that? Fourth?
Yeah, that's how numbers... Go.
Okay. Four, five.
Bird car again. I don't fucking know. What is the point of
okay,
bird car?
Okay, so you're basically saying that I'm a simp.
Yeah, you are a simp.
I have squirrels
simply
in my hands.
Simply slamming
your girl. Simply slamming your girl with this big old horse meat ding dong.
That's all I got.
That's all I got, baby girl. Uncle Ron here. Okay, back to the shower, guys. Okay,
go ahead.
In.
No, we're done with that.
So Simon says, don't listen to Simon.
It's kind of, I don't know.
But aren't we supposed to love Simon? Isn't
that
what Simon is?
That's a good movie. I like that movie. Okay.
No, I don't. How would you go about that? Because you could.
He says, "Don't listen to Simon," and then.
Well, if Simon says, "Don't listen to Simon," and
can
you,
we just
you, that's like a.
Can we just say if Simon does ever do that? I think personally, it's the responsibility.
Either way you lose.
It's the responsibility of the Simon to say, "Never say don't listen to Simon," because if you say don't listen to Simon, the whole society just collapses and we fall into anarchy.
It'd be like if Bird Car was in charge.
If Bird Car was in charge, we would have way less problems.
I got a question. Who the fuck is this Simon guy, and why does he think he can tell me what to do? Fuck you, Simon.
Now listen, whatever Simon says,
yeah,
I do. You want to know why? Because I'm a simp for Simon.
I'm simping for Simon.
I bet
dude.
You eat.
Don't say it. Don't you fucking say it.
I bet you eat boneless.
Hey, can I get a boneless pizza?
Chicken.
I
bet you eat boneless chicken wings.
You
fucking simp.
You?
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet you like
men.
Bird.
I do like men. You want to know why? Because step one of being a simp is talking to girls.
You can't talk to girls.
If you like girls, simp. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules.
I'm not
Simon
a simp.
Simon does.
I'm
I only cuddle with my homies.
I've never talked. I literally never talked to a girl. Don't know how.
never have.
I've approached one.
What
one
is
day,
a girl?
I had a glass of water in my hand, and I said, "Would you like this?"
Oh, so God. You have talked
turns
to a girl.
Out,
can we talk about that?
Turns out,
do
I
you
want to
talk about that story?
Oh, the story. Yes.
Okay. Story time with story Andrew. Time. I'm going to let you take it from here.
All right. Story time. So, if you think about way back to all the very beginning of my life, it was I'd say about April. Actually, no, this was right before. This is right before everything shut down.
It
so
was.
This is March.
Oh, wait. That was my arm broken by then? I think it was broken.
I think it was, yeah.
I think it was broken.
I think
it was like
was
one of our last
away.
Days of school.
It was.
I think it was broken.
That's fucked.
You did it!
I did.
Last days of school. first semester, or second semester, first day, I walk into my sports and exercise science class, scan the room out, you know, I'm looking around. There I see
hunting for
a beautiful
bird
car. Dare I say it? There I see a beautiful woman sitting at the top of the kind of theater we were in. Sort of, it was kind of a big lecture hall. So, boom! I march my happy little ass straight up there and sit down near her, because if I sat right next to her, that'd just be weird.
Yeah, it'd be super weird.
Yeah, it was
to sit next to a girl? Dude, that's
sit
one step away from being a simp.
Okay, can I just explain? There was no one, like, we were all spread out, so if I were to sit right next to her, it would have been pretty much suicide.
I think it would would have been weird even looking at her, honestly.
Yeah, I didn't the whole day. I was like so scared.
Okay, so go ahead, continue. Sat next to this beautiful
girl. Sat next to this beautiful girl.
This beautiful woman,
she says. She was very, very pretty. And right away, she started just answering questions in class and stuff and being very outspoken. And I personally think that's really cool when someone can do that.
He goes,
so,
ooh-wee.
I was like,
I got a bony.
Good thing I had a desk over me at the time. Desk floated into the ceiling somehow. There was something underneath it. Throughout the year, I just kind of sat next to her. I didn't really say anything. I held the door open for her one time. She said, thank you.
Ooh,
I was like,
oh,
this
boy.
Is the height of luxury. And yeah, turns out my roommate, Benny Boy, Guy Poles, by the way, he's a good looking man. He knew her from chemistry
class. That's the opposite of simping. It's okay.
Pulling is not simping.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the fact that Andrew said he's a good-looking dude.
He is a good-looking dude. Both
not
of you guys are good-looking.
Not a simp move. We're all homies here.
Yeah, we are.
I've I would, you know, you've jerked your fair share.
Come on.
I was gonna say. I was gonna say. I have sex with you. How much money?
What's today? Tuesday?
To sleep with your homies.
Today's Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. $5.
Dude, maybe, you do it maybe for five. Four. I wouldn't even do it for a dollar.
See, but you're just.
I do it for less than a dollar.
Okay.
Back to the story. he knew her. Long story short, we went out to lunch, and she was there. I came to get lunch. If any of you guys know me, I tend to eat quite a bit.
Big man on
campus.
Big man
on
campus.
I do eat a lot. So I went I got a lot of food. And there I'm walking up. Oh, also that day I broke the ketchup dispenser. I was trying to dispense some ketchup and it just fell apart. Right.
Foreshadowing of things to come.
Yes. I'm shaking.
He's shaking.
I'm shaking. I walk up and I set my tray down. I want you guys all to picture this. We're in the middle of a bunch of people. Set my tray down. I go to say, hello, my name's Andrew. And swing my arm out and I just knock over my iced tea. I had three glasses of iced tea.
He was thirsty that day.
I was thirsty.
Thirsty.
Sweating.
Thirsty simp.
Much like I am now. Knock it over and there goes my iced tea all over the table, all over my food.
Very, very embarrassing moment.
First moment I ever talked
to. As soon as it happened, I was crying from laughter.
I was also crying.
That was
I laughed very
the anticipation
hard.
The buildup.
It was rather funny
for Andrew to we had all planned that he was going to sit next to this girl, so we all purposely put him next to her.
Yeah, they did. Thank you guys, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. That's what homies do. And he comes up and he takes a swing and he misses.
How heartbreaking!
It hurt.
Absolutely tragic.
It hurt. You ever trip in public?
You ever fallen up the stairs at school?
Yeah, every day.
Not down.
I have horrible
eye-foot coordination, and I trip.
I don't know how.
Constantly.
You got some good-looking feet.
Thank you.
So I had to get no food. I had to get more food. I went and got all new food, came back, and 2 minutes later, she said, I got to go to softball practice. She was a softball player. And then I said, you ready for the test tomorrow? Because we had a test tomorrow in our anatomy class. And she said, oh, that's where I know you from. And then she walked away. And that was the rest of the day.
Never to be seen again.
Never to be seen again.
I
may see her this year.
I haven't seen her since.
Same.
Yeah. I haven't.
I have.
It's probably because I was like one of the last days before.
Yeah.
It's also probably because I... before
you guys are really the only people I've ever seen in my life. So.
Really?
I've never seen
Ben.
Who's Ben?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
So Ben's your roommate.
Oh, God.
They were roommates.
I have roommates?
Oh, no. This is bad.
This is tragic.
He's forgotten everything. Please tell me. Oh, no. Here's the true test.
One thing I do remember. Bird car.
Okay. That was the test. That was the test. It was bird car.
Ah! Fuck!
At least he remembered that.
I do. I do remember that.
If he remembers anything, it's the fucking...
I remember the important things. I do.
Obviously not. Because you forgot the one thing that I would... The only thing that I forgave you for Bird Car 4, Andrew, and that's that I love you. You don't even fucking remember that.
Oh, these are some strong words.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love you.
No. Too late.
I love you.
Too late.
If I think
sorry
way back,
about it. Oh,
if I think way
thinking,
back.
Bing
I think
bong. Oh, yeah. Don't fucking care.
I think I can remember someone saying that had your exact tone of voice, your exact beautiful looks, and it was
incredible. My God.
Guys, if you can't tell from my voice right now, I'm very heartbroken.
He's very hard.
I'm very hard.
Yes, I wake up Chris Breezy. Anyways. I hear people talking and I don't really know where I am. And I hear them talking about like tractors or something. I don't really know what you guys are talking about, but it did end up just me saying,
this man half awake. He slumps over. He goes,
nothing runs
better
like
than
a
deer.
That's John Deere's catchphrase. That's their nothing runs like a deer. The John Deere tractors,
not sponsored.
They're great. No, they are not. Although we'd like, John Deere, if you listen to this, we'd love to have you on. Maybe my grandpa, my grandpa.
John Deere, maybe you can get the saddle, my guy.
Literally the other day,
yeah,
I saw this dude, and he said, yo, what's up, homie? And I go, fuck off. You got a girlfriend. And that's simp-like, dude. Simp-like. I don't fuck with simps. Then I walked away. It was really awkward.
I bet.
Yeah, no, literally, outside of your house. Like, 30 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
What you know, and in all honesty here, guys, if anyone here is the biggest simp, it's probably me. A girl could walk up to me and say, could you possibly, like...
And he says yes.
Could you possibly... before she even finishes,
she goes,
yes.
Murder.
Of course.
And he says, yes.
I mean, I would do it. It would weigh on me. It would weigh on me, but I'd do it. Yeah. It would hurt, but I would 100% do it.
See, but let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Can you simp for the homies?
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
So then
it's different. It's different, though. Simping for the homies is like, you know, it's different.
But how?
It's kind of like
because my homie's got that. Because my homie's got that schlong meat. It's different.
But why?
The boys always got your back, and by back, I mean
true. Girls are only out here to break your heart, and that's a fact.
True, that is
okay. No, that's broken heart
nope,
mentality.
Nope,
that's
no,
broken heart
no,
mentality.
Nope.
That is tiny dick boy
to...
mentality, and that's what we got.
Woo,
to
baby,
all
let's
of you,
go.
To all of you, schlong. To all of you viewers out there. Never give up on anything unless it's
bird car.
Yes.
Don't talk to this simp.
Did you just agree to give up on bird car?
No,
he
I didn't.
Said yes, folks. You heard it here first,
guys.
So, yes, Andrew has in fact sold himself out with bird car.
Damn.
You thought
how
do you feel about
I thought
that?
I'd never
guys,
see the day.
Guys,
you betrayed bird
so
car.
So bird car started out as a great idea. It's great on paper. When you actually reply,
now that's some red bullshit.
When you apply it to a society, no, no,
got
you
it.
Are. It's great on paper.
No, it's great on paper, but it's red bullshit.
Paper. It is.
It's
great
bullshit
on paper.
You know what else is great on paper?
What?
I don't know. Mass genocide. We're gonna cut that. I mean, it was a great thought process.
Uh-oh.
I'm not gonna take the time to explain that. We're just not gonna put that.
Yeah,
in.
We're just gonna continue
just gonna
on
cut that. Bird car is bullshit.
Should I be the, what is it,
mediator?
Mediator,
yeah,
thank you.
Moderator?
I was going to say moderator. Mediator between your guys' argument
mediator.
And bird car?
How?
What is your opinion?
On bird car?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Think about this, Cameron.
No.
We're walking down the street.
Dude, you can't keep arguing for bird car because you
You're
already
walking
sold yourself
down the street.
Out.
I'm not saying that bird car is a bad idea.
It is a bad idea. You literally just said.
It's great
okay.
on paper.
Let's see what
okay.
Andrew has
okay.
to say about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Then we'll go
okay.
to your turn, Mr. Isaac.
Okay.
Andrew, you have the floor. Bird car.
How
pros.
Can you, how can you pick up a floor? It's impossible. Anyways.
God damn
it. Bird car pros. Great on paper. Makes everybody happy. Also, wouldn't you like to see a picture of a bird car?
It being great on paper is not a pro. That means that it's a good idea on paper, but
it's
in real life, it's not.
It's great on paper. You put it on paper, it's amazing.
Okay.
Cons.
You know
hold
what,
on, Isaac,
okay.
It is not your turn yet.
You said cons, so that means my turn, okay? So you can eat shit, mediator, moderator. Yeah, because you don't know what the fuck it's called. Now, cons of bird car. Great on paper, sure. But how does it work with manila folders? It doesn't. It doesn't.
May I offer this as a rebuttal?
No. Monkey train.
Andrew, rebuttal.
Right on paper.
App up, sir.
Dude, you
man,
can't.
I'm going to have to kick you out of this argument.
How the fuck are you going
to
give him
I'm
so
gonna
much
have
time
to,
about
I'm
me?
I'm going to have to kick you out of
it
this argument.
It's my turn.
I'm going to have to kick
my
you out.
My turn.
Sir?
It's my turn. Oh, folks.
One more word out of you.
I can't do that. I was
one
say,
more
oh.
word out of you, and I will have to kick you out of this discussion.
Ah.
Ah.
That's a word to the peanut butter, baby. Ah.
Ah.
Rebuttal. Go ahead. Rebuttal me.
Rebuttal
me. Rebuttal, sir.
You just say vanilla folders, right? You just said.
I said manila folders.
Manila folders.
Yeah.
Also, where the hell.
Where in the
where
hell?
Does, what
where?
Does manila mean?
What? It's those like tan folders.
Yeah, but what
no,
is the word manila?
Call, like, vanilla folders. Anyways.
French vanilla folders.
It may work. It may not work with manila folders, but if you think about it, what works with manila folders?
Monkey train.
Not really anything.
Monkey train.
That's irrelevant.
Dog submarine.
That's irrelevant.
Cat plane.
First of all, that went out way long ago.
Yeah, man, yeah, I'm agree with the Andrew on that one. Cat plane was
a little out of date.
Cat plane was a disaster, man. You ain't going back there.
But it was a great idea.
Creamsicle folders.
Good on paper.
Though. Creamsicle folders, they're in and they work perfectly.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Yo, what the fuck is a creamsicle folder?
Guys, I'm actually really scared that this podcast is going to have no usable bits because
it is.
I mean, it's kind of nonsense.
But we've had.
Yeah, but we're going to keep it in.
Yeah.
All right.
Like.
Hey, guys.
That.
Everyone out there in TV land, hello.
Hey, question. What happens to the small people when you turn the TV off? Where'd they go?
Haven't you ever seen Wreck-It Ralph, dude? It's just the same concept, just with TV instead of games.
Wait, so you're saying I can go into a Millennium where
I don't know what you're saying.
I can go into
Millennium?
A world.
Okay.
I go to a world where Steve Harvey, when I shut the TV off, he's an actual tiny person that I can go.
Well, no. So when recording, like right now, like we're being recorded here, you know, with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So inside this camera, it creates a tiny world, like duplicates of us. And then when they turn the TV off.
There's another one of me in there?
Yeah.
Yo,
but it's you. No, you're literally.
This guy knows too much.
People are watching it on
this
YouTube.
Guy knows too much.
I'm gonna have to get rid of him.
Well, shit.
All right. Toilet paper.
Let me ask
we
you
almost
a question.
Ran out.
Let me ask you a question about toilet paper.
Okay.
So, I have an answer already. So, Andrew, I can ask you this too. I can ask you this two-ply. So when you get a new roll of toilet paper, when you put it like on the rack, do you have the toilet paper to where it faces you and like you can grab it like that, or do you hate yourself?
What kind of psychopath puts it the reverse way?
Exactly. What right. Kind of... You put it the reverse way.
Cameron's over here sweating
no,
bullets.
No, dude.
You put it the reverse way.
Sorry, so my mouth's getting a little dry.
All right, guys, next week,
guys,
it's going to be, you just ate nuts, and now I can't eat drink that anymore. You ate that shit, man. You ate an almond. Mm. I watched you. Mm. Cameron is trying to kill me.
I'll go get you a new room.
It's okay. I'm not really that parched anymore.
I'm so sorry.
I don't care.
I ruined it. Soiled it.
Soiled.
Yeah, so I.
So you do hate your life, then.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, me too, but I've at least I can fucking put my toilet paper the right way.
So the reason I put it this way is because I've been trained.
Oh yeah, you've been trained to hate yourself?
No, I've been trained by my mother.
I have
a reason.
Okay.
We have a cat.
Yeah.
And as everyone does.
I mean, neither of you. Do you have a cat?
I do not.
Neither of you have a cat,
have
which
a cat.
Explains this. You don't have a cat.
I have a cat. Have you never met my cat?
Shut the fuck up.
He's never met my cat.
I hate you.
He's a cat.
And her name is Snowball.
Yeah, I ain't gonna punch her in the dick.
She is a white fluffster.
Shut the fuck up.
She doesn't shed, and she likes to cuddle with me. That's all I can ask for in a girl, right?
That yeah. She likes to shed?
No, she doesn't shed.
Oh,
she likes to cuddle with me, and she doesn't shed.
Okay, so I put it the reverse way.
My
because
tears.
When you have a cat, cats... get into shit.
Yeah.
They find the toilet paper, and my cat that I had always liked to get the toilet paper and unravel fucking all of it.
Okay.
And make a mess. But you flip it the reverse way, and she goes, and where does the toilet paper go?
You know, that's...
It just keeps on
just
really
scratch
funny.
The wall then? Jeez,
so,
that'd be terrible.
So, the way that I think about that is, get a new cat.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I actually love your cat.
She's cute.
She loves me. She cuddles with me, but she does shed.
She does shed a lot, and I'm allergic to her.
Me too.
But
you know what else I'm allergic to? Bullshit. Now tell me why you flipped the toilet paper.
You could go in my bathroom right now, and it's like that.
Oh, I know.
That's probably why you wrote this down,
huh?
I did. Yeah, it's because I don't have a cat anymore, but it's just, I do it.
It's just muscle memory?
Muscle memory.
So you hate yourself based on your muscle memory.
Yeah.
You hate everybody else.
I have a question for you guys.
Yep. Okay.
So, in an effort to save time, my junior year of high school began brushing my teeth in the shower.
I've done that. Yeah, I do that a lot.
It is absolutely incredible. Can I say?
Yep.
And this may be a little gross, but I once brushed my teeth while peeing in the shower. I was doing three things at once.
That
I was showering, brushing my teeth, and peeing.
Sounds hella effective.
All at once. And can I say that was the proudest moment of my life?
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, that's
It was
stellar.
Incredible.
Respect.
It was incredible.
Did y'all ever shit in the shower?
Actually?
Wait, did you?
Wait,
so
what?
When I was like a toddler.
Okay.
I used to shower with my dad.
It's acceptable, as we all did.
Yes. And he tells me that apparently I just shit.
Hey, man.
Imagine you have a kid.
Nope.
Oh, I'm washing my body. Whoa!
I go, here, buddy, let me wash your
Hey!
Whoa! Just a turd floating near your feet. Floating in the shower?
What happened to your toy, buddy? Oh,
was it a bath?
That's not a toy.
Okay.
A turd just right next to
Turd shower, turd shower, turd shower.
Yeah. Is it,
Guess you could say that must have been a pretty shitty shower.
Y'all would agree. I don't know if you agree. Fingering your butthole is kind of gay, right?
What if it breaks through the toilet paper, though?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't wipe my ass.
Guys.
Because I'm like, that shit's
guys,
gay as hell.
Guys, he actually doesn't.
That shit's so gay.
He actually doesn't.
I just don't wipe my ass. Easy problem. Easy solution. And I know what you're going to say. People are like, oh, you smell like shit all the time. Yeah,
it's
well,
worth
I'm,
it.
I'm not fucking gay, though.
It's worth it.
And I can prove it. Okay? Like,
prove to me you're not gay. Don't kiss me right now. He's sweating. He's straining, guys.
You know what? You're laughing at this and you're not taking it seriously. Makes me think that you wipe your butthole.
Do you wipe my butthole?
Yo,
can
what?
I say, let the record show that I also wipe my butthole.
Oh my God. Well, I'm the only straight guy here, apparently.
Isaac?
I could never. I can never even get close to it. Ugh.
You know, the male G-spot is in the asshole, right?
Oof. I found that before.
Have you really?
I
no.
wish.
Okay.
Nope, I don't wish, actually. It makes me uncomfortable. I know you guys mentioned last time you guys talked about showering and how... Actually, I listened to two episodes in... No, this was a couple weeks ago, a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
The middle
showering.
Of the back?
Yeah, you don't touch the middle of your back. Cameron, do you wash yourself down there if you don't want to get near it?
Are you talking about my butthole?
Yes. Do you wash it? Do you just have a put... You know what a bidet? You know what bidet is?
Yeah, dude, I want a bidet.
Bidets?
Or is it a... Are we saying that correctly?
Yeah, it's Bode.
Bode?
Yeah, it's Bode.
Doesn't sound like we're saying it right.
Bode.
Anyways, yeah.
Bode.
Of course I wash my butthole. Are you kidding me?
Oh, so just straight.
It's a Bode.
It's a straight.
It's a Bode.
Bode.
We're dumb.
Bode.
Yeah.
It's a Bode.
I was kind of confused.
It didn't sound right in my head.
I was like, that's not.
For you finally cultured people, it's Bode.
I want
for
one.
For me?
I want one real Bode. Bad. I feel like that's such a service. Keeping your butthole clean,
so
I think it should be more acceptable.
So I just bought a loofah.
And you...
You scrub yourself.
You scrub your butthole with a loofah?
Fuck no, that would hurt.
Yeah, a little bit, but it should be clean.
So, fun fact. So my dad, okay, he's talking about... My dad's talking about going poop in the woods, right?
Okay.
We've all been there.
All had to do it.
Oh,
I've never pooped in the woods.
I have once.
Never? No, I've done it.
Okay. Yeah.
Done it a couple times actually.
I did once.
It is
I did once in a camping trip. We had a bucket though. It was nice.
Yeah, with the pool noodle
the poop
on
yeah,
the rim.
Nice.
I didn't use
who
it.
Who deals with that?
The way we did it was a third person who shit took it and then threw it away.
That makes me want to throw up. I don't even want to think about that.
That's
I'd
why
rather
I did not
just
it was
go
very,
off in the middle of the woods
it
and
was
just
very
shit
sanitary.
In a bush.
Oh, that was actually
it was
pretty,
very
yeah.
sanitary.
Ah. You'd poop, you'd cover it yourself with leaves and dirt.
Not even going to do it.
Then the other person would poop, cover it with leaves.
You know what I do? Just don't. Just hold it. Just hold it.
Yeah, that's
you just hold your poop in your hand.
I just let my bowels build.
And then you go to the lake and clean your butthole.
There you go.
Easy. Easy peasy. Hey. But don't touch it.
Don't touch that butthole.
Me about to get my cock sucked by a fish? The fish about to suck my cock.
What the fuck did you just say?
The fish is about to suck my cock, and honestly, I'm pretty happy about my it cock. Because I haven't had any action in a while.
He says cock.
We can edit that out.
No, we're leaving that in.
Oh, yeah, really?
Okay. Yeah.
That's staying.
My cock.
My cock.
My cock.
Yo, there's a guy I knew. His name is Mike Ock.
It's Mike Hawk.
Mike Hawk?
He's
friends with that one guy, Ben. Ben Dover.
Ben Dover.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. And,
See, sometimes I don't
they
like
had that one asshole dude. Hugh?
Hugh Janus.
Yeah, Hugh Janus. Janus?
Who's
yeah.
It? Are you Hugh Janus or Hugh Asshole?
I think it was Hugh Janus.
Okay.
There's also Barry. Barry McCockner.
Yeah.
What about Hugh Hefner?
I like that guy.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, don't touch your butthole, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys. My dad told me if you ever go out in the woods to go to the bathroom, don't use leaves, because apparently they make a mess. I'm pretty sure that would be comfortable, but
just come prepared. Just bring toilet paper.
If it comes down to it,
bring
some. I need to use a stick.
I would rather use a leaf than a stick.
I'd rather use my fucking hand, my guy.
I'd rather just shit in half in the river, dude. Don't touch that butthole.
I'd rather just shit in my pants, to be honest. Yo. When was the last time you guys shit in your pants? Because I hear about it all the time.
Uh-oh, just now.
Andrew goes, about 30 seconds ago.
I hear about it all the time.
Oh, no!
I can't remember.
Something's about to happen!
Is everything okay in there, sir?
Where's that from? Is that from...
Step Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Step Brothers. Sorry, Cameron, go ahead.
No, I hear about people shitting in their pants all the time, like in adulthood. And I can't remember the last time I shit in my pants. That's it. That's end of story.
That's the tweet. I think the last time I shit in my pants was.
Are we talking like full on just load and a half?
No, anything. Even like you thought it was a fart and it just ended up being something a little bit extra.
Oh, that was a few weeks ago for me.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was a serious accident.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was a serious accident.
Were you with people?
No, I was by myself.
Okay.
And got out. I looked. I was like, oh, took a shower. Uh-oh. Cleaned myself up. Completely contradicting you here.
Dude, that's...
I touched my butt.
You touched my butt.
And,
wait, did you put the finger in the butthole?
No, he just touched it. He was wiping.
I lightly grazed it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a light brush butthole. Listen, in order to keep your butthole clean, you
gotta use Charmin. Guys,
so delicately, of course.
Can we talk about what the hell is up with the Charmin Bears?
Oh, no.
They just love toilet paper. Say, oh, my Lord, it is the best time of the day right now. I gotta go shit.
He goes, uh-oh, it's shit 30. Give me that Charmin.
Shit o'clock.
Shit o'clock.
I imagine there's no worse feeling than just farting and it not being
not
a fart.
Not being a fart?
I don't know.
I've never done that.
Was it the worst feeling ever when you realized what had happened?
I didn't really feel
it. Where were you?
I was in my room. I was going to sleep. And I was in my room.
How did you not make it to the bathroom?
No, I had to poop. I kind of had to poop.
You're like, this can wait
until the morning. So I push and I push, and it comes out normal, like a fart, right? And I was like, I should probably check. Check under the hood.
I should probably check. I've never had to check. You were just so uncertain. You're like, ugh, that didn't feel exactly
like,
right.
It didn't feel normal.
She goes, that didn't feel like just any average fart.
Can I ask? It was a wet one, right? Or was it?
No, it wasn't.
It was a nugget?
No, it wasn't a nugget. No, it wasn't. It was just like, it sounded like a normal, just regular.
Then what preempted you to check?
I don't know. It felt weird. It just felt different to me.
You were laying in bed.
I was laying in bed.
Little one.
Just a little.
Yes. Just a little one like that.
That's pretty much how it went.
So it was that big, and you were like, just a normal, just a normal day.
This was no average run-of-the-mill fart.
This was no. Uh-uh.
It's so loud.
It cried for help as it came out of me.
Okay, so it felt different.
It felt different.
Did you feel anything escape? Is that what it was?
I mean...
What I'm really asking here is the consistency.
Okay,
of it.
Okay.
I'll just come out with it.
It felt a little damp, a little moist down there.
Wet boy.
So I went and checked, and I was like, uh-oh, it's shower time.
He goes, uh-oh, stinky.
Uh-oh, stinky.
Yes, it was stinky.
Oh my god, that was great.
Guys, I was originally going to say, like, hey, listen to this podcast on my story. Not anymore.
I'm definitely going to promote this one now. No, I'm kidding. It's okay.
Yo, come listen to Andrew tell you about how he pooped his pants.
Poopsies
Poopy.
And pansies.
Poop stinky. Poopy.
So I have another shower thought that I didn't bring up earlier.
Okay.
One last one.
Okay.
And it is that almost every hand, if you think about this, almost every hand you have ever touched has at one point had a penis in it.
Okay, give me your hands.
Yep.
This is three dicks in one, right here.
It is.
Four.
Five. Wait a second. That's implying that you've touched another dick.
I go five.
I know. That was great. Thank you.
You ever shake your dad's hand?
Oh God.
Yep.
Oh God.
Yep.
I'm touching my eyes.
I don't find that as revolting.
You're gonna shake your mom's hand.
Oh,
If you shake your dad's hand, oh my god, no! If you shake your mom's hand, that could be worse.
I find moms more revolting than that.
Your mom belongs to the streets. Yeah.
Are you implying that my mother?
I'm not implying that your mother.
Are you implying that my sweet mother?
I love your
mother. My mother.
You know I would never.
Is a hoe?
How dare you?
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 But yeah, I thought that was pretty, like, if you think about just meeting anyone.
I've shook my teacher's hands before.
If it's a dude teacher, sure has had his dick in his hand.
A woman teacher with a husband. Guys, if you think about it, we're just crisscrossing.
Did you just say you talk to women?
Yo.
Guys, I missed. Uh-oh. Let me backtrack.
Yeah, you better. You better do it quick.
I saw a woman once in a TV show.
Okay.
I thought to myself,
ew.
Never again.
Again?
What?
Never again. That was my first time doing it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like, man.
Never again.
Man.
I was thinking, man.
I was thinking, man.
Can we talk about this real fast?
Let's talk about
for the viewers who can't see.
Go to YouTube.
Yeah, go to YouTube. See this? This is a cord. Classic.
Classic cord.
Deal. Whatever.
USB.
USB.
This
will fit directly into this. Boom. And there you have a necklace. Thank you for coming to my art class, everybody. And guess what? It's safe. If some guy says, hey, buddy, I saw you talking to women, and he pulls it. It doesn't choke you. It comes apart.
But why would you talk to women?
Yeah. Why would you even get caught?
Why would you even bring up women?
Guys, I'm
how
a simp.
How dare you?
Guys, I'm a simp. I'm sorry. I got squirrels in my pants.
Dude, how did... Oh. No, S to the I to the M to the P.
To the penis. Squirrels.
What's that one?
Hand.
That one song by... It's like by Eminem. It's like two to the one, to the one, to the three. I like the pussy and I like the... Something, I don't know. It's this one song.
I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
Know.
It has like on Halloween, it has like the dude, the pumpkin, like dancing.
Yeah.
Shake That. That's
Shake
the song.
Shake That by Eminem?
It's Shake That. Eminem? Yep.
It's by Eminem.
By Eminem.
Great song.
Beautiful song.
Kind of reminds me of that.
The simp song?
Oh, hey. We do have one last topic. A topic I know that Andy is very, he wanted to talk about it. so much last time when we considered coming on here. And I think this is perfect. No, we got time. All right, you've been wanting to talk about this for a minute, Andrew. You came to me with this idea.
Yes.
Rupee.
Would you like to?
Yes, of course. I will introduce this.
It's a little rant.
It's a little controversial.
It's not that
again,
controversial.
Again, this is, I think, before I say anything, I think that what makes America the greatest country on earth is that we all have ability to choose. We all have the ability to voice our own opinions. If you disagree with me, awesome.
Sorry. You know, I don't care. If you don't vaccine your kids, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, I do think.
If you don't vaccine your kids?
Yeah.
If you don't
vaccinate your kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think.
I don't think it's.
So one of the reasons, why people say that you shouldn't vaccinate your kids is because of all the quote unquote chemicals and products that they put inside.
It's me absorbing chemicals every day.
Yeah. You hold the thing up to your ear that you talk to and look at every single day.
I put my phone next to my nuts. Okay?
This guy, his sperm, he has shroot sperm in him. Remember that episode of The Office where he's like, shroot sperm is amazingly strong. And he like puts it up to a microwave, turns it on, like hits it with a book.
Jesus.
It's a great episode.
Anyways, go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting.
No, that's all right. So they say that there's a bunch of just chemicals and different things that they put inside the concoctions for vaccines, such as the flu vaccine. And it's amazing to me. I mean, I don't know if you guys get it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of people that do not get a flu shot.
It is amazing.
It is amazing.
So actually, I can get a flu shot.
Okay, but that's because you're allergic to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Get
the amount of people
shot.
That say, I mean, personally for me, they always say, you know, when you get a flu shot, you get, lots of people are like, I always get the flu when I get a flu shot.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone already knows they put a little bit of
but not the live. It's not a live virus, right? It's they put the
way they choose a flu vaccine is, you know, there's whole different strands of like flus.
Yep.
And so they kind of just guesstimate and see
what strain is
going to show up most this year.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's the one they put into the vaccine. They put a little trace of it. So that way, when we inject it into your body will recognize it and produce antibodies for when it actually does come. If it does, you can fight it off.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe the people who get sick from flu shots, maybe their antibodies are just sleeping on the job.
Maybe your antibodies are fucking pussies.
Maybe they're simps.
Yeah, maybe they're simping. Simps. They're busy talking to girls. And
they're like, ooh, wee, is that a girl antibody? No, fuck you, dude. Do your job.
Do your job.
Get it done. Do it right. The first time.
No, I totally agree. And it's just, I don't know. It doesn't hurt to get, okay. In the physical sense, maybe it hurts you.
Maybe a little bit.
A tiny bit. If
maybe
you're
for
afraid
instance,
of shots.
I could die.
Okay. But I mean, like the actual shot, it doesn't hurt that bad. If you're afraid of needles,
I hate needles, but like literally.
Yeah.
I get shots, like once a year?
I'm cool with it.
There's certain shots that I get once every 3 years.
Stab
whatever.
Me with needles every day.
I just think.
Stab me in my gullet.
I just think like, I mean, literally like, I don't remember what disease we had eradicated.
Mm-hmm.
Might've been like measles or something like that.
I think it was.
But it had been completely eradicated.
And now it's back.
And now it's back.
Yep.
Because
people don't want to vaccinate.
And I just think that.
See, okay. So the way that I think about it, I think you should vaccinate. But I think you shouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to vaccinate because of this. Like, if you don't want to vaccinate because you don't want to, or because, you know, my beliefs tell me not to, or whatever the fuck.
I don't think there's any beliefs against vaccines. As in, like, religions?
Yeah.
Really?
I think a couple. There's some religious blockades.
Like, there's certain excuses that do make sense. But if you're like, oh, my kid's going to get a disability from this or do this because there's different chemicals. Like what? Yeah. What do you, why?
Yeah. I mean the whole thing where they cause autism.
That's insane.
I just, that makes no sense to me. I just,
no,
guys,
get mad.
Medical,
get mad.
Guys,
Get science, mad, doctor!
Science proves. Look at the data. Look at the science.
Just fucking
it
listen.
Proves
to,
it.
Listen to some scientists.
Numbers don't lie.
Sometimes, okay?
Sometimes. I understand we're all very prideful here in America. And I was thinking about this the other day. But just like this whole mask thing. And I know this is very controversial. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. No, it's fine.
I was thinking about it. We as a country really need to do better. We really need to listen a little more. And it's the only reason we're like, as much as I think America is the greatest country on earth, and it is, we're failing miserably at this right now. And it's because of our pride. It's because of our arrogance that we don't want to listen, you know? And like,
No, I
America,
agree.
We're the greatest country on earth, but there's a select few of us that make us great. All right? The rest of us, kind of dumb sometimes. Myself included. I'm not the smartest man.
Here's what I think about it at this point. I think we're too far gone. I was very upset about people who didn't wear their masks. I don't know. Is there any going back at this point is what I think. Like, there's going to be people who don't wear their mask, and that's that. And we're just going to have to live with the consequences from here on out. I don't think we could reverse anything that we've already done.
Oh, yeah, that goes with anything.
But, like, okay, let's say everyone starts wearing a mask tomorrow. I don't think we're going to change that much. Like, I just think we're too far gone. I was very upset about it in the beginning, people not wearing their masks. Stupid. Wear a fucking mask. I don't know.
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard. But like it at this point, what's gonna happen is gonna happen.
Yeah.
I think that
the bus is coming. We can't get out of the way.
We sliding.
I think if
I love that.
There's a meme. There's a meme. He goes. There's this one morning. It was a really icy morning. The bus driver tried to stop at a red light. And he just goes, we slide, and we slide right through the intersection.
go ahead.
I feel like if tomorrow, if literally everybody wore a mask when they went out and were, you know, doing all that jazz, I think it'd be helpful. If it started tomorrow and it was everybody and it kept going. Obviously, that's just not going to happen.
It's just never going to happen.
I feel like if more people started wearing a mask,
we just stop fighting the fight. Is what I just give up.
Honestly,
just stop.
If you have Corona,
wish
here's
you well.
My address. Just kidding. I go, come meet me and give it to me personally,
please.
And it's just, and we're here at college. We start college here in about a week.
That's gonna be crazy.
And
6 days.
Personally,
it's gonna be interesting.
We aren't going to make some of our classes are online. I don't think we're gonna make it this semester. Really
this
don't.
Is going to be terrible.
We're going to go online. Because how in the world are you going to keep socially deprived college kids from partying?
Oh, that's so true.
You can't stop them.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not happening. I mean, I've seen Snapchat stories of people who are back already and they're partying it up. And I think that's awesome. But you have to think about the consequences, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good note to end it on. Right there. Got anything else you want to say? Sorry.
I'm chilling.
All right. Sweet. We're going to end it there. Go follow us on Instagram.
Bing_bong_boys.
We're going to try and post more there. We only have one
photo.
Yeah,
we have one
up.
Picture.
But go follow us on Instagram, please. YouTube. We're working on it. Okay. I made some empty promises last week.
Hey, but like I said,
we apologize.
That was me. I did a fuck boy there.
Hey. It's okay.
I fucked up, boy.
It's all right. We're still beginners at this. And we will be for a while. We'll get it down. Hopefully, videos will be up there soon. Go follow us. I think it is just Bing Bong. And it's just a photo of us.
Just Bing Bong.
Just Bing Bong.
Just Bing Bong.
Yeah. And
I'd like to say thank you, Andrew.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thank you guys for having me on. Hopefully, I didn't...
No, it was a blast.
Hey, all right, great. Hey. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll see more of you.
No, both of you
I can't wait. Can
dick.
I be on multiple episodes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Both of you just touched my dick.
We all just shook hands.
Isaac, I've done that without even
No, Andrew's done it with his own hand.
Oh.
cut out the middleman.
All right. Cut out the middleman. Cut out the middle hand. all right.
I think we're done here.
Cool.
Bing. Bong.